CNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to the show. This is Positively Healthy Radio, and this is Dr. Maria Salas. And hey, hello, Reading. Hi, North State. Hello, Jefferson State. All welcome here to the Positively Healthy Show.
Sonoma County down here.
And Sonoma County. Woohoo! Shout out. Yeah, yeah. So my lovely co-host, you can hear her in the background, I think. Welcome back to the show, Joes. You haven't been here in a while, and we missed you. What's going on, sister?
Hey, nobody could tell. We're twins, so, you know, the same voice and everything. I don't think anyone noticed.
Yeah, I could have, like, totally pretended that you were here and just asked a question and then answered it, and no one would have even known. That's hilarious. Josie Salas, a holistic health practitioner, personal trainer, group exercise instructor, and one of the coolest mommies I know for my nephew, where are you Skyping in from today?
We are Skyping in from Monterio at Bia's Cafe at Northwood Golf Course.
Oh, yeah. Okay, you were there before. That's like
so
your hotspot.
So if anyone's thinking about any marathons or triathlons coming into town here soon, this is a great place to stop by. Bia's Cafe.
Yes, this is the time of year for all the athletic events. I know Josie and I are going to be attending some. I mean, this is the season, you know, April, May, June, and then it takes a break for a little bit and then cuts back into more like September and October. So what are we thinking about coming up down in Sonoma County? I know there was one coming up that you were looking at.
Yeah, I'm hoping to get involved with the Monterio Vineman. I believe it's a marathon. Sorry, I don't have too much information yet because I'm still working on it. But, yeah, so hopefully we get to have a booth there and hopefully we get to, help the athletes there.
Cool. So that will be one of our new venues. Josie and I.
June 8th.
Okay. Josie and I generally get hooked up with runs, triathlon events, half marathons. One of our biggest is Whiskey Town Relays here up in Reading or the North State. And it's fun, you know. What we do is we meet all the athletes. They come in for some pre-race care, maybe some light stretching and or rock taping them, as well as some athletic kinesio tape. And then after is when it starts, right, Joes? After they're done with the
race.
Yeah,
that's when the work starts.
Yeah, that's when we all kick it up. Kick it into gear and just really push. And we see, oh gosh, you know.
I don't even know how many, 10 people in like a half an hour? Yeah. That's crazy.
So, and I love that because I get to meet so many people. You know, at Whiskey Town Relays, for example, people come from like so far away, I can't believe it. Oregon, they come from Sacramento, they come from the Bay Area, you know. So that's fun. I like meeting those people, and I've actually had a chance to interview them, and we'll go ahead and get some of those interviews on the show sometime. So that's cool. Let's see, what else is going on in your world, Josie? We've got a minute left. So how was that wedding last weekend?
It was great. It was fun in Reno. We got to hang out and took Rowan to Circus, which I don't know if it was a huge mistake or what, because now he's talking about wanting to go and press the buttons, he says. Mama, I want to go press the buttons.
Oh,
so,
no.
I'm kind of worried about that.
How do we get that out of our kids' heads? Can we have them go, I don't know, do something else? Distraction methods?
Yeah, let's go on a hike, buddy. So,
but,
you know.
I mean, that's sort of what today's show is about. We're going to be talking about, you know, different things that you can do in Reading and in the North State, which includes you, Josie, in Sonoma County. And there are so many things to do that are healthy, safe, that you could be active if you want to be. You can, you know, be a little bit less active, but we have more coming for the show today. We have a few guest call-ins coming on.
So I want to say one more thing, too, before you go to commercial. Keep moving with Josie's moving to Guerneville, California.
All right.
Stay tuned.
Okay, so we'll talk about that more after the break. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. You are listening to Dr. Maria Salas and Josie Salas-Tynan. Come on back.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Hi, folks. Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. If you've served in the active duty of the armed forces and are impaired because of an accident, injury, or exposure to hazardous substance, you may be eligible for compensation from the Department of Veterans Affairs. The compensation program is your country's way of honoring your service and sacrifice by providing financial assistance to bridge the gap between what you are able to earn now and what you could have earned if you were not impaired. VA compensation claims could be as simple as a hearing loss claim to a very complex muscular, skeletal, or neurological disorder. Be wary of individuals who offer assistance with your VA claims, especially those who ask you to pay for VA claims assistance. Your Shasta County Veterans Service Office is here to help. We're accredited, and there's never a charge for our services. For more information on how we can help, please call us at 225-5616.
Right, come on back. And you did. So you are back now, and you're listening to the Positively Healthy Show. This is Dr. Maria Salas with Josie Salas-Tynan on today. And before we hear more about Keep Moving with Josie, I wanted to talk about where HealthWise Chiropractic is going to be in the next couple of weeks here at the Minds Matter event, the 7th Annual Mental Health Resource Fair. Please come on down and check us out. It's going to be an amazing event. Their title is Strength to Heal, and talking about how the brain is so important and how it affects our whole body. We are going to be at the atrium area that is on Market Street from 11 o'clock to 2:30, Thursday, May 8th. Again, that's Thursday, May 8th, and the event starts at 11 at the atrium on Market Street. It is called the Minds Matter Strength to Heal event. So
you better take a lot of notes because I wish I could be there.
Yeah. Oh, are you kidding? I wish you were there too. So a colleague of mine, Dr. Henninger, another chiropractor in my office, we're both going to go to the event and just talk about, you know, obviously we're chiropractors, so we're going to be talking about how chiropractic can help, you know, maybe mental health and other things as well, not just that. But we are going to have a table set up. We're going to be doing soft tissue work on people's light stretching and really just engage the body and the mind on that day. So, and there are going to be a ton of other local resources as well with their booths and displays. So come on down. That should be good. I will take notes for you, Joes. Okay. So
yes, because I have a lot of people asking about that kind of thing.
Oh, of course. Okay. So Keep Moving with Josie is moving to Guerneville. Tell us more about that.
A couple of classes that I have set up at the moment are at the Russian River Senior Resource Center, and it's for the seniors, obviously, and it's through my Silver Sneakers program that I'm involved in. So the seniors can come in and take their class and have Medicare pay for that. So that's cool. And it's going to start the last week in May, Wednesday and Friday at 1 p.m. And it's basically, the class is called Sit, Stand, and Strength. Just because I'm not allowed to call it the other name that is out there for chair fitness.
Yeah.
So I changed the name up, but you know, still sounds pretty good.
Yeah. Well, I think that's important, and it sounds like it's going to be a well-rounded class, and not only, I know the Silver Sneakers are for a certain age, but you could get a few other age groups in there as well, and it would benefit them. What do you think about pregnancy?
Yeah, that people with disabilities, people with that are post-surgery, you know, that are having some challenges in their life. I mean, everyone's welcome.
Okay. So, and where is that again?
That's going to be at the Russian River Senior Resource Center.
Okay.
And down Armstrong Woods. Sorry, I'm forgetting the numbered address at the moment because, you know, we're on air, of course. So,
well, yeah, I know your mind always goes blank when the red light goes on.
Exactly.
But
how... It's a small town. If somebody came, they could figure it out.
Yeah, that's true. So I know we have a caller calling in the next few minutes, but I wanted to ask you, how are you doing on the April challenge for the Twins Talk Health challenge that we put out there for everybody?
I am doing pretty good. I will admit I missed one day while I was in Reno. But, you know,
it was probably your travel day.
Yeah. Actually, it was the day of the event, our event that we were there for. So I completely forgot about it.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's going pretty good. I will say the 2 minutes. Once I hit the 2 minutes.
Well, tell everyone what the challenge is in case they're...
The challenge is a 30-day plank challenge. And, you know...
Savannah, you should do that.
You start off with the first couple of days. The first week is pretty good.
Yeah,
you know, 30 seconds, 20 seconds, 30 seconds, 40 seconds, you know. But once you get to the 2 minutes, that's when you're like, ooh, this is getting interesting.
Yeah, a little shaky-shaky going on.
Yeah.
Your arms are feeling it.
Some of the things that I'm doing to kind of, you know, control that is I kind of maybe move side to side a bit. I'll turn some music on full blast, maybe watch TV while I'm doing it. Or we'll do it at the end of a class because I've found that after the end of a workout, it's so much easier.
Yeah, you're warmed up. Your blood is flowing. And, you know, I think concentrating on your breath as well is a good way to get through some of those. Just really taking some nice breaths in and just really playing with that breath a little bit. But yeah, it gets pretty challenging. But what have you noticed with your core?
I think the one thing I've noticed is my oblique area.
So the side muscles in your, in your trunk. Okay. Well, you know, not everyone knows, you know, I mean, you know,
in your anatomy. Tummy, your side tummy, basically.
Yeah.
So that's the biggest section that I've kind of realized. And I'm really realizing, and my husband actually realized too, that my posture has kind of picked up a bit. So that's good.
Oh, that's awesome. Yes. Because what happens is we get fatigued and that's when we lose the posture.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to constantly check in with yourself and say, where am I at? Where am I at right now? And, I think, the plank is one of the best, non-invasive and non-impact. I mean, you are doing like an isometric contraction for however long, right? Even if you were doing it for 30 seconds and that's where you were at, that's fine. 15 seconds, fine. Just keep doing it every day is like so amazing for your body.
And I really feel like I want to continue this. You know, it's going to be a part of my life every day, like brushing my teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something I want to keep on doing every day. I hope other people feel like that with this challenge.
Yeah, we've gotten a lot of good feedback on Twins Talk Health, huh? There's quite a few people doing it.
Yeah, and then people in my classes will want to do it at the end of class. They're like, oh, haven't done it yet. Let's do it at the end of class. I'm like, okay, let's do it. So
yeah.
Thursday, I actually did it twice, so that was kind of scary.
Oh, because you were doing it with them. Yeah.
I had two classes that day, so I was I'm like, okay, I'll do it with you guys. Yikes.
Was that the two-minute one?
I ended up doing the second one for a minute and a half. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah. But, yeah.
Well, we've just got another minute to go here. Today, what I want to talk about is that there's so many things going on in Reading. And last week, this weekend, next week, and basically pure on out, because there's always something going on every evening and every weekend here. You can find whatever category of thing that you want, whether it's learning about a new health topic or getting some culture by taking in a good performance somewhere or enjoying the outdoors. There are many groups to be a part of, political groups, social groups here in town to support, and many fundraisers going on all the time, and something for you to attend. If you're someone that's feeling like not busy enough, or you're bored, or you're a little down, I always say the best thing is to grab on to something that you're passionate about and something that inspires you, and take it and run with it. Even if you're not sure, you know, try it for a few weeks and see how it goes. Well, that's what we're going to talk about today. Some of those cool hidden gems of Reading, things to do. As you know, I've only been here in Reading for about 10 years. So the first few years were just really about complete survival and just getting through being homesick from my family. But
Dealing with the heat.
Yeah, dealing with the heat. Oh, wow. So maybe I didn't go out so much, but now I've been hearing about so many things that I want to be a part of. And we have someone calling in, hopefully, in the next few minutes. And we're going to talk about that when we get back. So please come on back. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Come on
back. Aren't your eyes tired? Do your eyes need to pick me up?
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Yeehaw! Y'all come out to French Gulch on Saturday, July 12th.
Why?
Because it's our fourth annual Old West Day out here in French Gulch. And it's going to be a hot time in the old mining town all day long. That's why. We're starting with a miner's breakfast just after sunrise. And at 10:30, the best rootin' tootin' down home parade you ever did see.
We even got ourselves a real stagecoach to ride in.
That's right. You can ride up and down Main Street and see all the Old West stuff and stop and pan for some gold if you want.
Will there be some good vittles, singing and dancing?
There's going to be more food and entertainment that you can shake a stick at. Plus, don't miss the Law Dogs, their high noon Old West shootout show right in the middle of Main Street.
I hear tell the French Gulch Hotel will be serving chicken and ribs from 5 to 8 p.m. with live music entertaining you and dancing till nightfall.
Y'all come out now, you hear? That's Saturday, July 12th.
For information, you can dial 227-2369.
Hey, Robert, nice to see you again.
Don, imagine you being here.
Yeah, 11 to 1 every Sunday.
Oh, man, this is the place to be, 11 to 1.
Why don't you join us? We have a good time.
I think I will. I think I'll do that every Sunday. It's so much fun.
It is, isn't it? We talk about all kinds of things here on our own community radio.
For the North State.
Remember, Sunday from 11 to 1. Join us on KCNR 1460 AM, Community Radio for the North State.
Welcome back. This is the Positively Healthy Show, and this is Dr. Maria Salas and Josie Salas-Tynan, Skyping in from Monterey Serino? Anyway, Sonoma County somewhere. Today, I don't know, maybe we lost Josie. Maybe is she muted? No? Okay. Well, anyway, Josie's on the show today, but maybe we lost her for just a second, so we'll go ahead and get her back. Speaking of things to do today, remember my guest last week, Kevin Sutmiller, as open houses today over at Balance Point. If you could make sure to stop by and say hi and support a new small business in town, that would be awesome. They're actually having so many things going today, so I think they just did a workout or they're right in the middle of finishing that. At 11 o'clock, I believe, or 11:30, they're going to be doing yoga, a free yoga class. And then all the fun things start at 1 o'clock as far as food and networking and that kind of thing. So anyway, go on down to Balance Point and have some fun and support a small business. So what else is going on? Of course, Cool April Night's going on right now, and all those sweet cars. I love this time of year because the weather's so amazing, and you get those, like, very cool and warm breezes at the same time. It's so refreshing, and it sort of helps to prepare me for that heat that's coming. I also want to give a shout out to all the graduates at Simpson University today. You have all worked so hard, and what a great weekend to have friends and family in town to show them around and to share where you've been in the last few years. Congratulations to all of you. Now get out there and apply. Apply all those things that you've learned. I love Simpson. Everyone is so nice over there and welcoming. So, all right. So it looks like our caller will be on in the next few minutes. We'll go ahead and talk about that in the next few minutes. That will be fun. What about Josie? I don't hear anything. So anyway, well, while you're doing that, I wanted to ask you, Savannah, I saw some cool pics of you.
Yeah?
You got to surf last week.
I love surfing.
I didn't know that. Okay, I love this chick. So I didn't know that you surfed as well.
Well, I don't get to go very often because.
Yeah.
But yeah, I love going surfing. I wouldn't say I'm like up at the level where I am with like skiing and snowboarding or rock climbing, but I have a lot of fun.
Okay, and you were in San Diego, so that was like pretty weather down there?
Yeah, so I'm originally from San Diego.
Okay.
And so I got into like boogie boarding and all that
stuff.
Oh, first.
All at a young age,
yeah.
Probably. Okay.
Yep.
Well, that sounds like fun. I've always wanted to do that, but, yeah, just didn't get into it. So, anyway,
Hi, I'm back, if you can hear me.
Yeah, I can, but I want to give a shout-out to Justin Salas, our cousin.
Yay.
Yeah, he has another fight coming up. Let me go ahead and get to that.
And a beautiful new baby.
I know, Remington. We love Remington. Congratulations, Stacy and Justin,
Remy.
On their new baby. I love Remy. Okay, so the latest UFC fight card night, I believe, is the 40 fight card, and it's the Brown versus Silva night on May 10th in Cincinnati. That will be exciting. Ultimate Fighting
it's
Champion. What, Jess?
It's exciting, but at the same time, it's like our cousin, so you're like,
I know, that's...
My baby's getting hit.
Yes.
Because you know, he's our young, one of the younger cousins.
Yes.
Or,
that's
know.
Exactly how I feel every time. I'm.
Hopefully he's hitting the guy.
Yeah. I'm really excited for him, but then when it comes down to all of that, it gets kind of.
It's like, I want to get in the ring and smack the other person down because he's hitting my baby.
Yeah. So, but anyway, he's a professional. I mean, he has a great attitude. We love Justin's attitude in the ring and out of the ring. I mean, he has a love for life that, you know, you don't get to see that often. And he's just this humble guy, you know, and, anyway, he's on the Fight Pass, prelim undercard. He's fighting, Ben Wall that night, at 155. And, we are gonna go ahead and cheer him on because that's the same day as Mom's birthday, right? So, we'll probably be down in the Bay Area cheering him on and celebrating our mom's birthday. So, anyway, our guest is on the line today. And speaking of things to do in Reading that I have not done yet, keyword I have not done yet, we have race car driver from Shasta Speedway, Kyle Borden, on the show today with us. Welcome to the show, Kyle.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yes, I'm so, you know, I can't wait to meet you because I've heard so many great things about you and haven't had a chance to get to know you all that well yet, so some of my questions are really basic because I don't know anything about you. But
okay.
I know that it looks like I was trying to do some, you know, research on social media and maybe you're kind of shy. I'm not quite sure because I didn't find a lot, but I hear you're not shy once you get behind the wheel, buddy.
No, you can't be shy once you get behind the wheel, otherwise you'll be in the back somewhere.
So what's going on over at Shasta Speedway these days, Kyle?
Well, actually, we just started a brand new 2014 season, and we're actually coming off the championship last season. And this next coming race, not this weekend, but next weekend, we'll have the North State Challenge Series Modifieds. We should have probably a full field. At least 20 cars from all over the West Coast.
Wow, that sounds exciting.
It really is fun to race with out-of-town guys you don't normally get to race with.
Oh, okay. I was going to ask that question because I wasn't sure. Okay, Kyle, you have to, like, take me from 0 to 60, right? I know nothing, and I want to know everything in a short amount of time. Okay? I want to be like, because when Kate was telling me about this, I have to go to that race. I want to go. It sounds like so much fun. So what is your car like?
Our car weighs about 2,500 pounds, and we have about 650 horsepower.
Oh, my God.
So if I was driving in a straight line, I could actually give it a little bit more throttle and spin the tires at 100 miles an hour.
That's
how much horsepower and how lightweight the car is.
Wow. So if you heard the wow in stereo, it's because my co-host is Josie Celestinen, and she is my twin sister, so we sound a lot alike there, Kyle. And
hi, Kyle.
Hi.
She'll have some questions for you, too. So what does it take to be a race car driver? I mean, this is a health and fitness show. It's called Positively Healthy. There's got to be some sort of health, fitness, and mental attitude and things that you do. You're an athlete to me, so I want to know, what does that take to be a race car driver athlete?
Well, you know, it's funny you say that. A lot of people think that race car drivers really aren't athletes. But if you look at somebody like Jimmy Johnson and his workout regimen, a lot of professional, you know, ball and stick athletes couldn't even keep up with somebody like that. Now, I'm not racing every weekend for 500 miles at a time, so I don't have to have quite as rigorous of a regimen. But, mm-hmm. you know, I definitely, I can't be on the cheeseburger and Coca-Cola diet all the time.
Not all the time, anyway, huh? It sounds like, so it looks like you went on a sweet hunt a few days ago, and what was that you guys got, a boar?
Yeah, we shot some wild pigs, and that's one of the ways I try to stay in shape for the racing season, is we get out and hike and, you know, pack into canyons and chase wild game, and that really helps to keep me in shape. It keeps my stamina up.
Mm-hmm.
When you're in a long race, you know, if you could race, say, 30 laps full out, and that's, you know, that's 15 minutes of super intense concentration and holding the same rhythm over and over and over again. So when you get done, you're actually kind of like this a big letdown.
Yeah,
you kind of crash a little bit.
Yeah. What is it that you want right after a race as far as nutrition goes? What do you crave?
Usually I crave a cheeseburger.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, that you would want some fat. So that's interesting. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like a cheeseburger or some pizza, you know, a lot of cheese, that kind of thing. And plenty of water, because you can drink all you want, you know, beforehand, but you really got to replenish your water afterwards.
Well, you could have
fresh way too hard.
Yes, and you could have like an organic wild pig burger. And that would probably be a lot better.
Yeah, I prefer, you know, some wild pork steak.
Wild pork steak. That sounds awesome. You're like a health buff, man.
I don't know about that.
I know. I was joking with you. So the truth comes out. No. But anyway.
So I'm curious also, does he have to keep a certain weight because of maybe, you know, being a certain weight in the car, or how does that work?
Actually, I do, and my crew chief is on me constantly. I've got to keep it down to 200 pounds, and I'm actually in trouble right now because I'm 208.
Oh, that's funny. Did you hear how he tried to whisper on radio? So
yeah.
If anyone's listening, they maybe didn't hear you, Kyle, but maybe they did. Okay, so.
Yeah, they're constantly after me. We want to have a certain percentage of left side weight in the car.
Okay.
Because the car is constantly turning left. But they don't want a lot of that weight percentage to be from the driver.
Yeah. Well, I know you can only talk for a short amount of time, so I'm going to just keep going with some questions here. So if you can't believe it, Kyle, I've never been to a race before over at Shasta Speedway. What's my next step? Because I want to go, man.
Well, they'll be next Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And qualifying is at 5:30.
Okay.
It isn't very exciting. I'll be honest with you, I wouldn't go to watch that. But the races start at 7.
Okay.
And we should have a lot of cars. There's a couple traveling series that should be there. And we'll probably tear a few of them up.
Nice, bro. So basically, what if someone's listening, do they just get on the web, your website, ShastaSpeedway.com, and get tickets there? Or how does that work?
Actually, I believe you can only get tickets at the gate there at the fairground.
Okay.
But if they do have any questions, ShastaSpeedway.com should have all the information. The races generally start at 7, and you just buy your tickets there at the fairground gate.
So that's Anderson Fairgrounds, if anyone's listening. I'm sure everyone else in town that's listening has been there except me. But so, Kyle, Josie has a 3-year-old. Should we bring him when she comes into town?
You know, kids love the races. They especially like to see some of the lower divisions crash. But yeah. I would recommend bringing some earmuffs.
Okay.
Because it can
question.
Get a little loud, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's good. So, I don't know, do we still have another minute or two with you, Kyle, or what?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
I have a question.
Okay.
So, you're in a race. Whenever I was competing in any sport, what I had to deal with, of course, was the adrenaline boost that you get. How is that for you when you're in the car and you can't really, like, fight or flight? You can't move around.
Yeah.
How do you control that?
You know, you normally control it with the front bumper of the car. And that's one thing that you have to do every now and then. You know, it's intense. You might be right on top of a guy waiting for him to mess up at any time. And so you're kind of storing that up, waiting patiently. And as soon as they screw up, you know, you might use your bumper and move them out of the way a little bit or dive under them or kind of bang wheels.
Kinetic energy, man. Just got to store it up and bam. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. And some of the race, that's all you're doing is you might just be kind of in limbo, just riding and riding and then waiting. Somebody messes up a little bit and boom, you get them that time. And then you go around a couple more laps and somebody else messes up and boom, you pass them there.
So your reflexes have got to be pretty on top of it. You know, you've got to be like, you're telling me you're ready and waiting for something, right? So
right.
What other background in sport do you have that possibly helped you with this?
You know, in high school, I never really played any other sports. I've just kind of always been working on race cars, watching racing. It's like nothing else because there's so many different things that can come at you at once. It could be you're following a car and you're waiting for him to mess up,
mm-hmm.
or all of a sudden you're following a car and he spins out. Now he's facing you head on and you're about to hit him at 100 miles an hour. So it really is, you just have to be really paying attention close for what's going to happen.
Okay, kind of, that just freaked me out, but kind of same question Josie had, but fear factor, not adrenaline factor, but fear factor, how do you control that? Just experience?
Yeah, experience, and we have a lot of safety equipment. It really is almost safer than driving your car. We have, basically, if you see it on NASCAR, it's in our cars. Full containment racing seats and head and neck restraints, fire suits rated for a minimum of 30 seconds. So if you catch on fire, you can be completely engulfed for 30 seconds.
Wow.
And then the cars have fire extinguisher systems, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it really, it's dangerous, but there's a lot more dangerous things you could be doing.
So Kyle, what's in store for your future with this? What are your goals with it? It sounds like you work a regular job and maybe this is more of a hobby or not.
Yeah, it's more of a hobby. You know, my next, I've won 5 track championships here in Anderson. And my next goal would be to win a regional championship, like with this North State Challenge Series that we'll be racing here this weekend.
Okay. Okay. So what's that going to take, buddy?
You know, just travel around and a whole lot of luck.
Okay.
Really. a lot of racing is just being in the right place at the right time and being ready to make that move, having the stamina to, you know, at the end of, on lap 59 of a 60-lap race, somebody messes up and you you being sharp enough still to realize that and then be there right at the end.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm all about supporting small businesses. So one of the reasons why I had you guys, or I wanted you to come on the show today, was because I wanted to make sure everybody, you know, gets in check with this 2014 new season and gets down there to the Anderson Fairgrounds and really, you know, has fun. It sounds like it's good, clean, healthy family fun for the whole family, even the little ones. So, I mean, what do you say about that, Kyle?
Yeah, it really is one of the last, you know, clean, family-friendly sports. You know, racing is one of the biggest pastimes in America. It's not quite as big up here as it is east and further south. But it's a family fun thing that's off the couch and out of the house.
Exactly. Well, let's get more people down there, Kyle. Hopefully I can help you guys out with that. I really look forward to meeting you. And I wanted to give a shout-out to another small business. If I would have never known about this if I hadn't met your cutie girlfriend, Miss Kate. Shout-out to Reading Printing Company on Continental Street. Love my business cards. Love my banners from there. So, Kyle, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show today. And good luck at your next race, buddy.
Thank you.
Okay, let's have you back sometime. Have a great day.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Bye. And we are going to go to commercial now. Yeah, Joes, we're going to go to commercial now. This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State. Come on back.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and
Josie Salas-Tynan, holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more.
Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in every Saturday to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
So catch us from 8 to 9 Saturday mornings on KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I'm proud of where I came from.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Positively Healthy Show, and this is Dr. Maria Salas. We finally have my co-host back, Josie Salas-Tynan.
Hello. How you doing?
Welcome back to the show, Jos. And that was fun with Kyle
that
Borden.
Was.
Do you want to go?
I want to go. I'm so mad I'm coming, I think, what, a week later?
Well, let me see. So if you go to ShastaSpeedway.com, you can check out the 2014 schedule of events, and it looks like there is something going on Friday, May 2nd from 4 to 8. It looks like it's a test and tune practice session, May 3rd, May 10th, and then May 31st, Saturday night. So I don't know if that's when you're going to be there or not. But anyway, it should be fun, and I'm looking forward to getting out there. Another event coming up. On Thursday, May 8th. Wow, this is just a show of events, huh? I hope everybody has their, like, calendars out and is jotting all of this down. But Reading Republican Women Federated is doing their Liberty Wine Gala. It's their third annual wine tasting event. So, gosh, what a fun event. I've gone to the last, the last two events. This is a fun opportunity to involve our spouses, significant others, and friends while enjoying wine and appetizers. And they have been very good. The food is really, really good at these events. So Thursday, May 8th at Turtle Bay Exploration Park Museum. And it's from, starts at 6 o'clock, goes to 8:30. The tickets are $35 per person or $55 a couple. And it's brought to you again by Reading Republican Women Federated. And all the proceeds, which is awesome, goes to benefit. The organization has a scholarship program where they give at least two $500 scholarships out to Republican women in college. And then also some of that money goes to the advocacy program. And then the Bucket of Books program, which is a really great program where Reading Republican Women gives a bucket of, their goal is to give a bucket of books to each, every school in the county. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah. And the books come from that Scholastic Scholastic warehouse down in Sacramento, where the person ahead of that committee just goes down there. Out. They go down there and they handpick the books.
Oh wow!
Yeah, appropriate for, you know, age group and that kind of thing. So again, call. I'll have a phone number for you at the end of the show. So that's going to be Tammy Gerhard, and you can call or go to rrwf1952@gmail.com for any questions. Okay, so let's keep going here.
That came around super fast. I feel like it just happened. The summer came around super fast.
Yes, and it does. When you're planning events and you're planning fundraisers, believe me, Josie, they come around really quick.
Yeah.
So anything else going on up there?
I just want to give a shout out to one of my cardio kickboxers, Spencer, who was with me the whole time. Thank you, Spencer, so much. You were awesome. You worked out really hard, and I really appreciate it. And you're doing a great job. Keep up with your health and fitness. Thank you, Spencer.
Yes, I got to meet Spencer, and he's so much fun. I really like his attitude. He's a great guy. I mean, he, you know, he's making it happen. So good job, Spencer. What else, Joes? Anything else coming up?
Just the Keep Moving with Josie. He's now moving to Guerneville, California, actually in the midst of looking for space. But I do have a couple classes that are beginning at the Russian River Senior Resource Center. And the class is called Sit, Stand, and Strength. So we'll be using light dumbbells. We'll be using a chair if you need it. It's optional. That's why I say sit or stand. And it's at the Senior Resource Center for kind of gauged towards the 65 and older people that are on Medicare. But anyone else is welcome too that maybe has a physical challenge that they're dealing with.
Tell us about the silver sneaker program again. Because, and the reason why I bring it up is because I believe there are a lot of silver sneaker.
It's a tongue twister.
It is. But people that could be doing this and don't know about it, I have actually one patient that told me this week that she uses her silver sneaker program, and I'm so happy for her that she's done that in the past. So go ahead and tell us about that again.
So shout out to Uncle Juan Salas in Arizona, or Phoenix, Arizona, who actually told me about the program because he's involved. And so I kind of, you know, got involved too. The Silver Sneakers program is a program for 65 and olders who are on Medicare. And they want to continue to work on their health and fitness and exercise and be out there doing stuff. And they could have Medicare pay for their classes that they take. And the classes can be, you know, from a stretch and relaxation, yoga. It could be something more like what I do, a little bit more active using dumbbells and more of a fitness type class. There's tons of classes out there. You just kind of have to go to my.silversneakers.com if you're 65 and older and see how you can qualify. But usually when you're on Medicare, they give you a card. They give you a Silver Sneakers. I believe it's a HealthWays Silver Sneakers
card that you can bring in anywhere that teaches Silver Sneakers classes or Silver Sneakers Flex program classes, which that's what I do. I'm a Flex program instructor. So, yeah, anyone interested, again, go to my.silversneakers.com and see how you can qualify.
Sounds like there's going to be a little bit of an online application process for them, and my.silversneaker. Go ahead, say that again.
My.silversneakers.com.
Okay.
And you could just see how you can qualify. Sometimes it's just all about registering. I mean, if someone comes to my class and they don't know if they qualify, I can actually see if they qualify on my program on the computer, that the software that was given to me for the program. So it's really simple. Just come on in and try it out.
That is so cool. Well, we have to go to our next commercial, and we're going to be talking about, oh man, we're almost towards the end of our show, so we've got just a few minutes to get a few more events out, and we're going to talk more when we get back. This is the Positively Healthy Show. You're listening to Dr. Maria Salas and Josie Salas-Tynan. Come on back.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew, guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hi, this is Erin.
And this is Bill.
We the People Radio is all about the whole story, all the stuff the mainstream media only covers in sound bites. Every Sunday morning, We the People Radio digs into the politics of public policy, communitarianism, land use, Agenda 21, smart growth, immigration, elections, veterans affairs, education, guns, mining, timber, water, and wolves.
You know, for over 3 years, we've spoken with famous and not so famous people from around the world who understand the principles of limited government, fiscal responsibility, and adherence to the Constitution.
Well, thanks, Bill. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for guest information and our extensive archives.
It's all about We the People here at We the People Radio every Sunday morning from 8 to 10 a.m. here on KCNR 1460 a.m.
Join Erin Ryan and Bill Cundiff this and every Sunday for a full 2 hours of in-depth discussion with the experts in their field. Things you won't hear in the mainstream media. We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
All right. Welcome to the Positively Healthy Show. This is Dr. Maria Salas with Josie Salas-Tynan, and Savannah's just bopping away over here.
That,
so
that music was definitely dance-worthy in the chair there.
Totally chair dance-worthy. Oh my gosh. And that's what she was doing. You should have seen it. It was so cute. So again, get your calendars out. There's so many fun things to do in Reading. The next race, Josie, I hope you can be here, and I hope that falls on the day that you're, the weekend that you're going to be here. But May 17th, we've got another race coming up, you runners out there. It is the Whiskey Town Duathlon.
Yay! I think I'm going to be there for that.
All right. And it is, it's fun. It starts at 8:30. You got to get it, your entry form in now. It is a Shasta Mine Loop. And it's a 3 mile run, 8 mile bike, and then 3 mile run. So individuals and two person team, there's the difference there. You're kind of late, after May 10th. So try to get your registration in before then. Again, you're going to go ahead and go to sweatrc.com for more information about Whiskey Town Duathlon coming up on May 17th. And that is a Saturday. So,
oh, wow. Whew. You're going to put me to work, huh? I just thought about that.
Yeah. And I was just thinking, yeah. So, because that's what you did for Whiskey Town Relays, is you worked your butt off. And thank you so much for that. So we've talked about so many things today. The Silver Sneakers program. There's so many things coming up here. There's two events on the 8th that we talked about, the Minds Matter during the day and the Liberty Wine Gala in the evening over at Turtle Bay. And then Whiskey Town Duathlon coming up on May 17th. What else?
Oh, and then again, if anyone's traveling through Sonoma County, down south here, there's a lot of things going on here too. The tons of marathons, triathlons, and I believe they're called mud runs. Those are,
They're all popular. Called something different, but they all involve mud.
Yeah, super exciting. And, check out BS Cafe. This is kind of like the road that a lot of the things happen. And so it's kind of right smack dab in the middle at Northwood Golf Course. Via's Cafe, if anyone's interested in getting coffees and pastries and turkey chili, there's food here. It's really great. I enjoyed it. I'm having a frittata right now.
Wow. Savannah and I are jealous. Wait, what is a frittata? That's egg, it's sort of quiche type thing?
Yeah, it's an olive frittata, so there's tons of olives and onion, and it's egg, and it's amazing. It's definitely, I'm going to be doing a big workout after this one.
a few hours, I hope. Anyway, if you are a UFC, if you like to watch the fights, Brown versus Silva is coming up on May 10th in Cincinnati, and our cousin is going to be on the fight. Pass prelim undercard, and that's Justin Salas versus Ben Wall. You got to go ahead and check out that fight. That'll be fun. A lot of times you can just get it on Facebook. So he's fighting at 155, and we're super excited for him. Congratulations again.
Way to go, cuz.
Yeah, good luck. Good luck, Justin. What else? I know we only have a few minutes left, but any good movies, Joes? I know when you come out, we want to see Heaven is Real.
Okay, that, I got to see Noah. I got to see that Noah's Ark movie.
Okay.
Just because of the big screen need of it.
Okay.
I don't want to see it on the little TV.
And the mixed reviews. There are like a ton of mixed reviews, but you kind of have to just see some. I never
hear about any of that kind of stuff. I just see the previews and I'm like, ooh, I want to see that. So there's been a handful of movies that I would love to see.
I finally got to see Murph the Protector the other day. Mm. And my next one is Lone Survivor. That's what I want to see next. But I got to tell you, it was a wonderful tribute to Michael Murphy, being able to hear, you know, his background and how he was as a child and a teenager and a young adult, just from his really close friends and family. And I just want to thank all the veterans out there for what they do for us, all the active duty military. And, you know, it's like, just thank you. You know, there's just so much gratitude coming from me. That movie was sad. I have to admit, I teared up several times, but it was that sort of proud tears, you know, that someone would be that amazing to go out and be the protector that Michael Murphy was. So anyway, a lot of great things again to do in Reading. Please don't ever feel like there's nothing to do. Just call me up if you get bored, because
you better hook me up in a couple weeks when we get down there. Up there, I should say.
We're gonna have lots of fun with Rowan, and I just want to say thanks for coming back to the show, Joes. It's been great. We have next week that is going to be our show, May 3rd, Positively Healthy.
Yeah, we're like 3 weeks in a row this time, I think.
Yeah. So I hope you stay tuned for our show next week, again, starting at 10 o'clock, Positively Healthy. Hopefully Josie's with us. And as we are every Saturday, streaming live at KCNR1460.com. It's now or never. Come on back next week. Okay. Bye, everybody. Good job.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, the community radio for the North State. Go to KCNR1460.com or give us a call at 530-605-4567.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A U.S. official says a Libyan militant charged in the 2012 Benghazi attacks is in Washington, D.C. today, flown there by a military helicopter from the Navy ship that transported him to the U.S. after his capture 2 weeks ago in Libya. A major arrest south of the U.S. border.
Jose Manuel Mireyes, a medical doctor and founder of the vigilante militias established to combat drug cartels, has been arrested with 82 others in the port city of Lázaro Cárdenas. Special Federal Commissioner for Michoacán, Alfredo Castillo, says they were carrying guns only permitted for use by the nation's armed forces. And
that is SRN's James Bleers of Mexico City. In this week's Republican address, it was Representative Bill Cassidy making another pitch for approval of the Keystone XL pipeline.
The State Department says that building this pipeline creates 42,000 direct and indirect jobs, has a negligible impact upon the